From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama holds a crucial summit today with congressional leaders, and he's expected to urge them to approve a deficit reduction plan that's far more sweeping than what has previously been considered. The president will reportedly propose significant reductions in Medicare spending and changes to rein in the rising cost of Social Security, all as a way to win Republican support for boosting tax revenues. The president is said to have discussed the ideas with House Speaker John Boehner last weekend. The Washington Post reports the White House is now seeking to slash more than $4 trillion from annual budget deficits over the next decade, twice the amount that has previously been sought. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president is confident a deal can be worked out, if not today, then in the coming days.
We believe success is possible. Success is within our grasp if we dare reach for it.
And Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says any deficit reduction agreement will have widespread impact.
We have a debt as big as our economy. We look a lot like Greece already, and it's going to have broad impact on every aspect of our society in order to get this problem under control.
A deficit reduction deal is seen as an essential prelude to any congressional approval of raising the government's borrowing limit. A new study finds that Medicaid can be usually beneficial to those who have it. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the research could provide ammunition for those looking to prevent major cuts in the program as part of the deficit reduction talks.
Critics have charged that Medicaid pays health care providers so little that people might be better off having no insurance. But Amy Finkelstein, an MIT economist and one of the lead researchers of the new study, says that's not the case.
And what we found in a nutshell is that having Medicaid makes a big difference in people's lives.
Using data from Oregon, where Medicaid coverage was expanded by lottery in 2008, researchers found that those who got Medicaid had better access to medical care, improved financial security, and ended up healthier and happier than those who remained uninsured. It's the first study of its kind in almost 40 years. The study is being published as a working paper by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
People living near the oil-fouled shoreline of the Yellowstone River in Montana are expressing concern about the possible health risks from the more than 40,000 gallons of crude that spilled from a ruptured pipeline last week. Some are reporting strong fumes from the oil. But Stephen Merritt with the Environmental Protection Agency tells KTVQ-TV that monitoring so far has turned up no real health dangers.
Looking at benzene as sort of our indicator species, and since we're not seeing that in the detections that we've been doing throughout the area, or the monitoring that we've been doing throughout the area, we're not concerned too much about those kinds of risks.
This is NPR News from Washington. Dozens of residents of Minot, North Dakota, are returning to their homes for the first time since the Souris River flooded the city last month. Gail Slind, who's with the North Dakota State University, tells KXMC-TV that owners of waterlogged homes have a lot of work to do to get them habitable again.
Clean away all the mud, all the dirt and debris, and then you want to scrub really well with a detergent, and then you want to sanitize the surfaces with a bleach water.
About 11,000 people were evacuated from their homes before the flooding, and more than 4,000 homes in the city have sustained damage. Government forecasters are warning people living in the Midwest and the Northern Plains states that they may see more flooding throughout the summer. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports the outlook comes from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA for short.
NOAA is predicting that this season could rival the Great Flood of 1993. That's when the upper Midwest suffered through record-breaking floods from April to August. Mary Molesky heads the agency's flood forecasting unit. She says the land in about a third of the country is already waterlogged.
There's nowhere else for the water to go, so any additional rainfall will cause more flooding in these very saturated areas where the rivers are already running high.
Molesky recommends that people keep checking their forecasts and paying their flood insurance premiums. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Malaysia have stormed a kindergarten where a man was holding about 30 children and teachers hostage. All of those who were held are now safe. Police reportedly lobbed tear gas into the school and then rushed in, tackling and subduing the man. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.